is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. A coalition of local immigrant advocates spent more than a year lobbying the Bloomington City Council to pass a welcoming city ordinance. But as aldermen prepared to vote tonight, that same coalition announced it was now opposed to the version being considered. They said it didn't do enough to restrict communications between police and federal immigration agents. They said it should have looked more like normal's welcoming ordinance, which passed 2 months ago. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Charlotte Alvarez from the Immigration Project and Keep Families Together Coalition this morning. Hours after they spoke, Mayor Renner canceled tonight's meeting on the ordinance, citing a lack of support. Alvarez says it was a difficult decision to come out against the ordinance, but she did because it could have done more harm than good.
Well, the Keeping Families Together campaign has been advocating for the last 16, 17 months for a welcoming city ordinance, and we've consistently been saying the heart of a welcoming city ordinance is create reasonable restrictions between interactions between the police and ICE, and this ordinance doesn't do that. So we just do not believe it's the welcoming city ordinance that we've been talking about, that we've been debating, and the community has been advocating for, and we don't support it.
And your organization, the Immigration Project, provides legal services to immigrants in downstate Illinois. It's part of the Keep Families Together Coalition, which supported the town of Normal's welcoming ordinance when it passed in May. So as it relates to these communications between ICE and local police, what are the differences between Bloomington's and Normal's that left you guys so concerned that you're actually not endorsing this version?
Yes, at the Immigration Project, we're lawyers. We believe in following the rule of law, but we also believe in the power of the separation of powers in the Constitution. And the heart of an ordinance is what we're trying to get at is that separation of powers. We're saying the police should do their job, ICE should do their job, and it's really dangerous if they mix. It's dangerous because it loses all of the trust the immigrant community can place in the police, and it causes less people to come forward if they're victims of crime or their family members are victims of crime, which puts all of us at greater risk. So in Normal, we negotiated reasonable restrictions with police and ICE contact. We didn't get what we've been advocating for from the beginning, which is a complete lack of communication, but we got some reasonable guidelines and restrictions that are written into the ordinance and are backed up by policy. And that all has been negotiated with the city and with the chief. In Bloomington, that's not here. There are no reasonable restrictions on interaction between ICE and the police. There has been no careful negotiation process with members of the community. And there is a reference to a policy, but there is no policy that we can see on how those interactions would be processed and handled. There's nothing here that changes what the police is doing already or provides any extra protection for immigrants.
So what are those reasonable restrictions that were included in the Normal version?
So in the Normal version, interactions with ICE can happen only if a police officer goes to the chief or appointed designee and explains why that contact is necessary. And that official, the chief or his designee, have to weigh a series of factors. How important is that contact? What is the risk to the trust with the immigrant community? And how necessary is that interaction? And then that chief, in a written policy or written decision, decides whether they're going to interact with ICE. In Bloomington, none of that is present. The ordinance just says they're free to communicate and the police shall follow policy. There's no laying out of how that decision should be made. There's nothing saying that it needs to be written down, which means there's no transparency or accountability.
But aren't Bloomington and Normal both bound by the same federal law, which prohibits local limitations on sending, maintaining, and exchanging information about immigration status? What's the difference?
There is a federal law called 8 U.S.C. 1373, but it's actually very, very narrow. That law says that the local officials cannot restrict interactions with ICE in the sharing of immigration or citizenship status information. There's a whole range of other information that could be shared, and it's up to local officials to decide the interactions. The federal law is completely silent on all of those other interactions. So whether the police can talk to ICE about the location of individuals, their suspicions about that person, their family members, their friends, all of those other details about people that are so personal that the police might have knowledge of, that's completely within the city's control to decide how much of that information is shared and to make that distinction to gain immigrant and community trust.
My understanding is you're also concerned about Bloomington's proposed ordinance over its Section 3, which states that BPD does not, quote, as part of its routine practice, inquire regarding the citizenship status of those who either report crimes or commit crimes. So what is your concern here, and explain how you see differences between this one and normals?
There is nothing under federal law that restricts the city from prohibiting these questions or narrowing when citizenship or immigration status questions can be asked. It's just once you have the information, you can't restrict the sharing of that information with ICE. So it's safer not to have the information, right? And also, when you ask someone about their citizenship or immigration status, it creates this chilling effect because they immediately think of the worst thing that can happen with that information. Their citizenship or immigration status can be extremely private, and it can rule their entire lives, right? So if you have a police officer asking someone, are you undocumented? What is your immigration status? That immediately creates a sense of distrust and fear with that officer, and that person might close down and might be less willing to ask other questions. So as is stated, the Bloomington Ordinance says they will not ask about immigration or citizenship status as part of their routine practice. That leaves the door wide open for them to ask about citizenship or immigration status as long as they don't do it every day all the time, right? And that's really in stark contrast to the normal ordinance that creates, again, the ability to do so when necessary, but it creates reasonable restrictions. And it also says that if an officer or any city employee asks about status, that individual will be told why. So it immediately removes the fear from that interaction and maintains that community trust and really makes that city official think, why do I need this? Do I need this? Is this helping me or hurting me to ask this individual about their status?
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Charlotte Alvarez, Executive Director and Staff Attorney at the Immigration Project, part of the Keep Families Together Coalition. The group came out against the latest version of Bloomington's immigration ordinance, which is just removed from tonight's Bloomington City Council agenda due to a lack of support. Can you talk about the process that led to Normal's ordinance, which you supported, and compare it to what happened in Bloomington?
Sure. So the Keeping Families Together campaign came together based on a response to community need and what we really saw as something that needed to happen in our community. And we brought that to both of the cities as something that we think needs to happen locally. We are participating in representative democracy, right? We're advocating for those who are less likely to come forward and advocate for themselves. And so we have talked with both cities. The city of Normal welcomed that negotiation. We spent hours and hours talking with the city attorney, with the city manager, with the mayor, with the chief of police, and coming up with a reasonable compromise that really was based on respective dialogue, where everyone sat down with their concerns and then came to something that works in Normal. Bloomington has not done that. We have advocated for this kind of same open negotiation, but that hasn't happened. So really, there hasn't been that careful consideration of what could work that brings in community voices, that brings in immigrant voices, and brings city officials to the same table to come up with something that works for everybody.
Are you worried that if this version doesn't pass, nothing will? That Bloomington will just drop it and move on?
Frankly, we are. It was a very hard decision to come out against an ordinance after all this time advocating for one. But I think that the amount of time that we've been talking about this issue and advocating for this issue really shows a lack of commitment on behalf of the city to come forward with a proposal and to resolve this debate amongst our community members. We've had hundreds of members turn out. We had a large meeting at the BCPA back in November, and we still don't have an ordinance that is the result of careful dialogue. We really believe this ordinance, this version, does more harm than good because it assumes that the issue is resolved, but it's not resolved. And to call something a welcoming city ordinance that doesn't do any of really the heart of what we think an ordinance needs would give a false sense of security and trust to our most vulnerable population, and that's just not right. So we are concerned. We really want to continue the dialogue. We really want to have an ordinance that really welcomes our community. This isn't it, and so we just really believe that we have to say, if we're not going to do it right, we shouldn't do it.
What have your conversations with Mayor Terry Renner been like? He's supported the Welcoming City Ordinance, but your group is opposed to this version. Why even schedule this meeting? What's the logic there?
So Mayor Renner has really talked with the campaign and been a supporter for during this process with us. I think that he really has to talk for himself on why he's decided to put this ordinance forward and propose it at this time in this way. The best we can do is give our response. You know, it's within the purview of the mayor and the city council to decide how they want to do policy. They are our elected officials, but is also within our purview as members of the community and representatives of organizations that work with the community to say what we think of those proposals and that we should do better than what we have.
Are there any positives in this version of the ordinance?
There are a couple small positives in this ordinance. It says that the police will consider U visa requests, which are requests for victims of crime and violence who have come forward to help the police. The city will consider those requests and maybe help them in that process in the extent available under federal law. There's also some great language about training that the police will learn about immigrant issues and the effects of arrest and the zero tolerance policy we have nationally. We just believe that really the heart of it, that interaction with ICE, isn't there. So it's just not quite there yet.
Well, this country has struggled with immigration policy for years, so nothing new in that respect. But in the last couple of months, the public's attention has been acutely focused on immigration, I think largely for this over the family separation issue at the border. At the same time, we've seen a lot of local attention paid to this welcoming ordinance issue. I guess I want to ask, what have the past few months been like for you, someone who works in this field day in, day out, to see the public's attention turn this way to immigration?
Really, I think the public's attention has been turning to immigration because of the heart-wrenching stories we've seen nationally about the zero tolerance policy and the shift in our immigration policy towards a regime of harsh enforcement. There's always been need for comprehensive immigration reform. That need is still there. But then in the current day and age, we've seen just terrible stories of families being ripped apart. We've seen heard audio of kids crying in detention centers separated from their families. And there's photos of mass criminal processings of immigrants on the border. They're processing 45 to 60 individuals in one morning for criminal offenses that really is skirting our Fourth Amendment due process rights in a major way. So I think this attention on immigration is coming from a place of concern for the immigrants who are stuck in this system and a really outrage over the lack of humanity in our current system. As attorneys working within the system, it was really heartbreaking to see. I think there's often a disconnect between national policy and individual people who are stuck in that policy. So we talk to people, we tell them their legal options, and sometimes the legal options are, there's no way for you to become a citizen. There's no way for you to be reunited with your family. There's no options here. And that's just really heartbreaking to see. So we try to find options for people. Sometimes there's ways under the law to be reunited or to stay in the United States. But a lot of people are left in the cold by immigration policy. And those are people that most of America doesn't see, right? They're people in the shadows who are trying their best to live their lives and stay together with their families. And we see them. That's why we have kind of this impetus to come forward and advocate for the people that we serve, because we believe that they need a voice. And in this national moment, is so hard for them to have the courage to come forward and voice for themselves what's happening to them. And so we as allies need to step forward and kind of advocate for them.
It's Charlotte Alvarez, executive director and staff attorney at the Immigration Project, part of the Keep Families Together Coalition. The group came out against the latest version of Bloomington's immigration ordinance, which is just removed from tonight's Bloomington City Council agenda due to a lack of support. I'm Ryan Denham.
The city says future meetings on the topic are not expected. Mayor Terry Renner says he instead wants Bloomington's police chief to establish policies and procedures for how officers interact with federal immigration agents.